This is the Bloomberg Big Picture. We're talking about how some of the Eurozone countries are reconsidering their decision to use a single currency. Let's bring in Nicholas Economides. He's professor of economics at New York University's Stern School of Business. And Nick, good to have you with us today. We know that we've been saying some Northern Italians and some Germans and even some French may be cranky about the euro, but there are plenty of Europeans, aren't there? Especially new Europeans who are thrilled with the impact of the euro?
I think most of them should be thrilled. There has been a great reduction of uncertainty about exchange rates, and there has been a great reduction in interest rates in many of the countries in the European Union after the introduction of the euro. And these are benefits that are very, very, very important.
I'm thinking of the Irish, but I guess maybe you're thinking of the Greeks.
Well, it's not only the Greeks and the Irish. I think the Italians, for example, have benefited tremendously from the fact that their interest rates are very close to the German interest rates. While a few years ago they were significantly higher. So there are big benefits. You avoid high interest rates, and you also avoid speculation against a currency of a country, which can be devastating, and especially for smaller countries.
What do you make of what seems to be a yearning for a national currency when all that you say and all that our other guest, Steve Englander, told us seems to suggest that the euro has been a great success?
Well, in some countries there have been inflationary pressures because of the euro, because of the rounding up number. Because in some countries, you go from a currency where the unit of the currency was very small compared to the euro. So when you introduce the euro, even 10 cents of a euro is a large amount, and merchants have a tendency to round up the numbers, and that creates higher prices and inflationary pressure. So that's one of the complaints people have had. A second complaint is not really because of the euro, but it's still there. There is high unemployment right now in Europe. The conditions are not the best, and people associate this with the unification. They associate it with the European Union, and that's why the referendums. That's one of the reasons why the referendums didn't go well. For example, in France, although France would have been a beneficiary of the constitution, they would get more representation in the European Parliament and so on. They would be better off because of the constitution being a large country in the European Union. So there has been discontent, and this is shown in terms of the currency. Now, the currency is probably the last thing that is going to change. So I don't think it's likely that there are going to be a significant change, but there will be pressure in many different ways.
So this is really a way of bringing some attention to the discontent and perhaps some pressure on political leadership.
Yes. Now, from an economics point of view, if the currencies were independent, let's say if Italy had its own independent currency back, there would be a possibility of local, that is national, monetary policy of Italy playing a role to adjust, let's say, employment in a way that is not feasible right now under the euro. So there is something lost to a national policymaker when the country attaches itself to the euro at a fixed exchange rate. But still, I'm sure these are not the reasons why people are upset at the euro. And countries have very carefully thought of this consideration and knew in advance when they got into the euro that they were giving up a policy instrument without really a big loss.
5 decades of struggle to get to that point. Thank you very much, Professor. This is Nicholas Economides. He is a professor of economics at New York Stern School of Business.